Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I have your first and your last name?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is Jerry, Jerry. Last name is Neal, Neel.
Okay, thank you. And this account has Patricia on there.
That is my wife. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And may I have you to verify your shipping address?
10843 Old Mansfield Road, Keithville, Louisiana.
Okay, thank you. And do you by any chance can you verify Miss Patricia's email address?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same as mine.
Okay.
JNPN1012 at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. All right. So it's a phone number attached to this account. The phone number is 318-453-8055. Would that be Miss Patricia's number?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right. So this account here was opened back the tw I'm sorry, the 19th of December, which it was for a sweepstake offer that was taken for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you know if Miss Patricia or yourself took a sweepstake offer for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Neither one of us did that, but I did order some gummies, some energy gummies online, and all I had to pay was shipping, and that's the only thing I remember ordering. But I do not remember any kind of sweepstakes, nor does she.
Okay. All right. So that one, that gummies that was ordered, that doesn't have anything to do with us. So this right here is from a sweepstake offer that was taken for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, when customers get those offers, it can come through their email account or it can come through a text message to their cell phones.
Right.
But when they get that offer, if they take the offer, they're actually being entered into the sweepstake offer to see if they could win the Dyson vacuum cleaner. But they will also get a monthly charge of the amount of $49.89, which does reoccur each amount. I'm sorry, each month until the customer calls in to cancel. It is for something that's called a Bytes Hub. It's basically like an app that a customer would download on their cell phone or their laptop or computer, and to where they get healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes. That's what the app provides to them monthly for a charge of $49.89. So since you nor your wife did that sweepstake offer, this is what we do here. We'll take the IP address that's on this account. When I say IP address, it belongs to whatever device was used to use her information to sign up for the sweepstake offer for the Dyson. So we turn it over to your local police department. They'll run the IP address through their system. They will let us know who's the owner of that IP address, the type of device that the IP address belongs to, and also the time and the location the customer was in when they use your wife's information to sign up for that sweepstake offer. Now, we do prosecute whomever opened up this account. Have you checked just to make sure that no one else, if someone else stays in the household, did not sign up for this service?
The only thing possible is my granddaughter. She's 7 years old. She has an iPad that is linked to my wife's phone. That's the way we set it up when we bought it. But I don't know if she opens emails, or I don't think she does. Her name is Georgia Crawford. But the iPad is still in my wife's name, I'm pretty sure. So I haven't talked to her about that, but I had no reason to even think about that.
Okay, do you want to speak with her just to see? I mean, how do you want to do? Whether you want to go ahead and do the investigation?
I want to do the investigation. If it comes back, it's on my iPad, then we'll have to have a discussion with her. But I still want to try to get all this voided out.
Okay, so we can go ahead and do the investigation, and I can go ahead and refund the payments back to you of the $49.89. But it's just that once that investigation is over with, whoever's the owner, they do prosecute that person.
So if it turns out to be my wife's iPad, she's gonna get prosecuted on her own account?
Yeah, especially if we're refunding all these payments back to her, then yes, sir.
How many payments are we talking about? This is the first one that I've seen.
No, it's two payments. It's one for December the 19th for $49.89, and then it's one for today for $49.89.
Okay, well, give me 1 second. Let me talk to my wife about that.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Tiffany.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay, my wife said she did try to buy a vacuum cleaner back in December. I have her right here.
Yes, it was one of those you take a survey and then you win a prize. And I went in and he said all I had to pay right now was $6 and something.
Okay, so whenever you do those sweepstake offers, what it's done is it's not actually giving you the product. It's actually putting you into the sweepstake drawing to see if you could actually win the product when they do the drawing of that sweepstake offer. So it was actually entering you into the drawing. But when you got entered into that drawing of the sweepstake, it also gave you a monthly reoccurring charge to a Bites Hub, which that is an app that you're able to download. It provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes. So with you doing that drawing of the sweepstake, it also gave you that monthly reoccurring charge as well.
Can we cancel it?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel it on our end. We're not going to do the we're not going to be able to do the investigation, but on the most recent charge that you have for January the 18th, I just refund that back to you as a courtesy, okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I have no problem doing that for you. Just hold on for just a moment. Let me just process that refund for you.
What about the $119 they were trying to get?
That's not on this. That's
okay.
Not this account.
Okay.
I just had it on there.
You had it right there. So this is not...
That doesn't have anything to do with that other thing. I'll have to call them again, too. I don't know what that was. And she said the gummies that I ordered didn't have anything to do with it. So
okay.
That's not what it was.
But they said I know not to ever enter those sweets.
Yeah, never.
And that's what the girl from the bank said.
Yeah, okay. I'll call about the other thing and get off the phone with it. Yeah, they were going to prosecute whoever initially did it. Yes, it was to the trail of the Shreveport Fraud Division.
Do you write this number down? 4-6-8-0-6-2-4.
All right. Thank you for holding for me. So I was able to take care of that payment for you. Now, since that $49.89 is being pending on your side and on my side as well, I won't be able to refund it. But a good thing is I can void the charge back to you. Once it stops pending, usually within 24 to 48 hours, then you'll see what that charge just voids itself back into that account.
That's great, yeah. And but we are being charged for the December one. That's already been paid or taken out
right.
of our account.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Yes, sir. And also, I have a cancellation number for you. Would you like to write that down so you can keep it on record?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. That's going to be C like Charlie. The numbers 9203-86085.
Okay, we got it.
All right, yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you, Mr. Neal?
No, ma'am, Miss Tiffany. You've been very helpful. Thank you very much.
All right, you're more than welcome. Well, y'all have a wonderful and safe day, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.